The Wisconsin State Assembly has ousted its majority leader over sexual harassment accusations, and it elected last week its first female majority leader. We had intended on talking with the new majority leader, Republican State Representative Pat Strakota, but there may have been a miscommunication. She was supposed to call in, and she has not. So you know what? We may have to do an open line of sorts, some sort of state capital-related open line, unless our scheduled guest calls in. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Monday, March the 10th. I think maybe we will talk about this bill that is going to be introduced in the state legislature from State Senator Jennifer Schilling, a Democrat from La Crosse, which would protect an individual's fundamental right to vote. State Senator Schilling says she will introduce the Right to Vote Act in direct opposition to recent Republican bills that are limiting voting hours, preventing absentee voting, and eliminating same-day voter registration. We just heard from our state capitol reporter, Sean Johnson, that there will be a bill heard by the state Senate this week that would restrict early in-person absentee voting. It would be harder for Wisconsinites to vote early under this bill that did get endorsed by the Senate Elections Committee last week. The bill would say no absentee voting on nights and weekends. Hours would be restricted between 8 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night during a two-week period before an election. So what do we think of this, this idea of a Right to Vote Act? This would be a proposed constitutional amendment. Would you vote for a proposed constitutional amendment that would guarantee a right to vote, that would stop any encroachment on our right to vote? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This Right to Vote Act is being introduced in response to recent Republican bills that would limit voting hours in Wisconsin, would restrict absentee voting in Wisconsin, and another bill that is being introduced that would eliminate same-day voter registration. Right now, we can register on the day of an election at the polls. And there is a bill that was introduced or will be introduced by State Senator Glenn Grothman that would eliminate same-day voter registration. So what do you think? Do you think that these changes to voting policy in Wisconsin are warranted or not? Do you think that we ought to have a constitutional amendment that says enough already? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Schilling says she will introduce this Right to Vote Act because it is time to stop putting up barriers and making it harder for Wisconsin citizens to vote. The act would give citizens a fundamental right to vote in any public election held in the district in which they reside. So is it time to clarify in the Constitution that we have a right to vote? Or do you think that that's an overreaction to the reforms that some Republican lawmakers are proposing? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Lots of calls are coming in. We're just trying to screen them. We'll give you just 30 seconds to say yes or no. and why you think this constitutional amendment is needed or not. So just make it quick, and we'll try to get as many callers in as possible. Okay, Carrie in Augusta's with us. Hi, Carrie. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's just ludicrous that people would try to limit our rights to vote. I would think we would want to make it as accessible and available. That's our right to, you know, bring the people that are going to bring legislation and everything to the forefront on our behalf. So if we have to have legislation to protect our rights to vote, so be it.
Thank you very much, Carrie. We have one vote for the constitutional amendment guaranteeing the right to vote. Dan in Menominee. Hi, Dan.
Hi there. So in Wisconsin, our voter turnout is pretty darn low, and our voter fraud is even lower. You're actually more likely to be a Wisconsinite to get struck by lightning than one who commits voter fraud. So I feel that our laws should be focused on getting more people to the polls instead of restricting them.
Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So do you favor a right to vote constitutional amendment? If this constitutional amendment were on the ballot that guarantees a right to vote, a constitutional amendment that would prevent restricting voting hours or absentee voting or same-day voter registration, would you favor that or not, and why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Carl in Colfax is with us. Hi, Carl.
Hello. Yes, I would definitely support a full rights to vote amendment within the state, and maybe even being a vote, it would be a push to get it nationwide. Because the reason I would support such an amendment is that with the latest developments of ALEC making inroads towards the smaller local elections, this would be a very big thing to have. Dark money does not belong in any politics anywhere, and having a full rights to vote across the board would definitely help put a binder on that.
Thank you very much. I'm Joy Cardine. This is our State Capitol Report. We are holding an impromptu straw poll on voting and whether or not you think that we need a constitutional amendment that would guarantee a right to vote in the state of Wisconsin. This act was introduced by State Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse, who in a statement on Friday said that we need to protect our individual fundamental right to vote. She is introducing this proposed constitutional amendment in response to recent Republican bills that are attempting to limit absentee voting or restrict the hours for absentee voting, early in-person absentee voting, another bill to eliminate same-day voter registration. She says it's time to stop putting up barriers and making it harder for Wisconsin citizens to vote. So do you agree with that or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Amy in River Falls, go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm a little confused that we don't have the right to vote in the Constitution already. And so that would be a question to ask, I guess, if the senator does call in. I am absolutely in favor of having this right. I just am confused as to why we don't already have the fundamental right to vote.
Yeah, Amy, we do have a right to vote, but she is saying that there have been attempts to whittle away at hours or restricting access or that sort of thing. So she wants to put an end to that with a constitutional amendment.
I see. Well, I'm all in favor of her of making sure that this doesn't happen. So, I mean, it's just amazing that we have to have a constitutional amendment in order to do that.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Amy, for the call. We were planning on talking with the new Assembly Majority Leader, Pat Strakota, during this half of our State Capitol Report to talk about her new role and to lay out any priorities that she has for the rest of the legislative session. But we do not have Representative Strakota with us. So we are holding an impromptu straw poll on the right to vote and whether or not you think we need this Right to Vote Act in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, holding a straw poll on the right to vote in Wisconsin. State Senator Jennifer Schilling on Friday says she will introduce a Right to Vote Act to guarantee a fundamental right to vote in Wisconsin. She says that it is time to stop putting up barriers and making it harder for Wisconsin citizens to vote. She says she's introducing this act in direct opposition to recent GOP bills limiting voting hours, preventing absentee voting, and eliminating same-day voter registration. Those are some of the proposals by Republican lawmakers. Let's take another call. John in Appleton is with us. Hi, John.
Hi. I agree that we shouldn't have to have an amendment for this. It should already be a constitutional right. Unfortunately, the national movement that's pushing to restrict voters' rights has taken over the state of Wisconsin. So, yes, I would strongly support having strengthening the Constitution to ensure that every citizen has the right to vote. Thanks.
Thank you very much, John. Jane emails, why do we need to have a bill saying that there is a right to vote? We already have very lax and generous voting rules that do not prevent people who can legally vote from voting. There are plenty of opportunities for early voting, absentee voting, and registration to vote. If you cannot register on the same day, as most states don't allow one to do, you can register any time before that. All it takes is a little initiative from the voter. All right, so there's our first vote saying, no, we don't need a constitutional amendment guaranteeing the right to vote. Angie in Sparta is with us. Hi, Angie.
Hi, I'm calling for myself, so I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
I wanted to echo the sentiments of the majority of callers. I agree we should support, strengthen, and expand voting opportunities. And it seems to me that this Republican push to limit voting rights is just a move more towards corporatocracy and away from democracy. So if we want a better democracy, we better vote Democratic, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Angie. Next we go to Danny in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Danny. What do you think?
Well, I don't agree with the amendment because we already have the right to vote. And if people can't prioritize their schedule, that it's important enough for them to get out there and vote between the hours that the polling, the booths are open, then they really don't care. And I'm afraid that it would give people that normally don't have the right to vote a way to squeam their way in there with no background checks, nothing that can be verified. They're just getting in there to vote.
Thank you very much, Danny. Thanks a lot. We're trying to give you 30 seconds and then move on to another to get in as many callers as possible. Jack in Grays Lake. Hi, Jack.
Hi, good morning. I would be in favor of the amendment, and I have a concern in that you had mentioned the Republican proposal was a, quote, reform, and if I look at the definition of reform, it's supposed to be an improvement, and I think in this case, it's an oxymoron. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Jeannie in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I definitely support it. I've been watching live casts of what's going on in our state capitol, and everybody should start watching it and listening to your show. Bills are brought up really quick and then passed without any time for public comment. We really need to get a handle on this. We need to support this amendment because I strongly believe that they will work so that fewer people can vote and the people they want to vote will be the ones that will be voting. And I'm talking about Republicans.
Thank you very much, Jeannie. Mike emails, I do not support this constitutional amendment. We don't need a greater quantity of people voting, but rather a greater quality of people voting. We need more informed voters, not more voters. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show, an impromptu straw poll on whether or not you think we need a constitutional amendment that guarantees a fundamental right to vote, one that its author says would stop the chipping away at voter rights in Wisconsin. State Representative Jennifer Schilling says that she is introducing this Right to Vote Act following recent GOP bills that limit voting hours, prevent or restrict absentee voting, eliminating same-day voter registration, and the like. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Next, we go to Edna in Oshkosh. Hi, Edna.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to say that I'm very much in support of the amendment because it is frightening to me how much voters are losing their rights. So I want to make sure we obtain or retain as many rights as we can to vote. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Edna. Now we go to Eric in Green Bay. Hi, Eric.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Joy. I am in favor of the amendment because we already do have national voter law, which allows us to register at the DMV and other public office locations. However, it's frustrating for voters to register when these offices and locations are limiting their hours and even not disclosing the locations of where to register in some instances. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we go to Jerry in Baraboo. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling in because it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. The right to vote is a fundamental right. This week in our legislature, they are working on these restrictions, and I think we all need to call in and voice our displeasure. And I am for an amendment, if we need an amendment. But let's get out and let our legislators know how displeased we are with this whole process. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to Kevin in Milwaukee now. Hi, Kevin.
Well, hi. Am I on?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just calling because I get really a little upset by hearing these people say things like they can't, especially Republicans, saying they can't imagine somebody not having an ID and not being able to get to a poll by a certain amount of time. And this guy that called in about quality voters, well, I think I'm a quality voter. I'm a very busy quality voter. I don't have a car. And I think a lot of people don't understand people's lives without cars, and you have to decide, well, what am I going to do today? And it's really helps me exercise my right to vote to have early voting, because then my schedule is a little bit more flexible. I can go in on a day that I don't have to work. And the people that think that can't imagine somebody not having an ID, they don't understand what somebody's poor people have to go through if they don't have IDs.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Again, trying to limit it to 30 seconds. We got your vote. Laurel in Webster is next. Hi, Laurel.
Hi. I'm against an amendment. I think we have quite liberal voting regulations. I wish we had regulations where we had to register quite a bit prior to registration time limits. I witnessed someone voting on the same day who lived in another state, and I thought it was just terrible. So I'm against it.
Thank you very much. So far we have three people against a proposed constitutional amendment that would guarantee a right to vote in Wisconsin, and 10 in favor of such an amendment. Dan in Madison. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Joy. Just briefly, it sounds to me like the Republican-led efforts to change access to voting are actually a national effort. And when one looks at the effects that these would have, it would be to limit access, older people who don't have time or money to get out and register, people who are in rural areas, the poor. Those people generally vote Democratic. So, I mean, this is, you know, clearly an effort to limit access to people that Republicans don't want at the polls. When you look at the efforts so far, you'll find that the voter ID, for example, which is designed to guarantee legitimacy of the voters actually is not even going to fix any of the problems they found.
I got to jump in because we're past the 30 seconds. Next we go to Mitch in Green Bay. Hi, Mitch.
Hello. I'm a poll worker in Green Bay, and I work the polls, and often I don't work at a polling place where I reside. And so I have to vote absentee. In order to vote absentee, I often have to vote with these new bills so much ahead of time, I don't get the information that these people are putting out. They're putting out information afterwards, which would have changed my votes.
Yeah, so I don't get it.
So I'm well in favor of our right to vote.
Law. I got it. All right. Thanks very much. Jerry in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I'm not in favor of a constitutional amendment. We don't think we need that. But I'm also in favor of having same-day registration.
All right. Thanks very much. You know, I'm going to try one more quickly. Ann in Madison, you get 20 seconds.
Okay. There are countries where people are actually killed for voting. They're usually dictatorships, and we can cite many of them. So I think this is an absolutely important idea, and people ought to contact their legislators.
Thank you very much, Ann. Thanks to all of you for participating in this impromptu straw poll on a proposed constitutional amendment that would guarantee a right to vote in Wisconsin. Thanks very much to Bill Martins and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing today's State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.